This is Daguerreotypes Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is flyer number 708, entitled Masculist Feminist Global Strategy to Prevent Geocide. Description. This flyer suggests ideas on how masculists and feminists can combine forces to make social changes to prevent geocide resulting from the current crash in the birth rate. The flyer itself. Masculist Feminist Global Strategy to Prevent Geocide by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. Email profhugodaguerreotypes@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotypes.wordpress.com. The world is still in the process, that's of May 2025, of becoming conscious of the enormous existential threat of geocide, that is, the genocide of the entire planet due to the crash in the birth rate worldwide. This fire proposes a combined masculist-feminist global strategy to combat the threat of geocide by some fundamental restructuring of society, plus some heavy governmental propaganda. The planet is becoming increasingly aware that some countries have a birth rate so low, for example South Korea at 0.7 children per woman, which is a third of the replacement rate, that they will wipe out their entire populations within a mere few generations. Experts are starting to theorize on why this crash in the birth rate is happening. But due to their monoconsciousness, in brackets, that is, the only gender politics they know of is feminist, close brackets, they are unable to think of masculine solutions to this deep existential threat to humanity's survival. There are many factors which are causing the birth rate to crash. A major one is that it is today so expensive to have a kid. So many couples choose not to have any. Many women, under the influence of feminism, are choosing to focus on their careers and run up against the limits of their fertility, so only have one kid or none at all, taking advantage of the financial benefits of being childless. However, from the point of view of the masculist and the manosphere, there is a major factor which these demographic so-called experts are not considering due to their gender political ignorance, that is their monoconsciousness, their unawareness of the dating strike of young men who increasingly refuse to even date young women, finding young women undateable due to being made too poisoned by feminism. In 2022, a reputable opinion polling company in the US by the name of Pew Research Center found that nearly two-thirds, that's 63%, of young US men between 18 and 30 don't even date young women. When asked why, they said that young women were undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism, as mentioned above. Common sense says that is if two-thirds of young men refuse to even date young women, let alone giving them their sperm, then that rejection of dating young women will have a dominant and catastrophic effect on the birth rate, given the size of the proportion of young men who refuse to date young women. Recently, Goldman Sachs, the US bankers, found that by 2030, 45%, so nearly half, of women between 25 and 45, will be single and childless. This too will impact catastrophically on the birth rate, since research shows that a third of women are already infertile by the age of 30. So even if they wanted to have a kid, they couldn't, due to their bodies having become infertile. Obviously, politicians need to get seriously involved with the crash in the birth rate, and or soon there will be no country surviving for them to be worried about. This flyer aims to educate demographic politicians into maskless and feminist ideas so that fundamental changes can be made to society, so that young people become a lot more prepared to be parents again. So how to get young men to become a lot more willing to be fathers again? Most educated young men in advanced countries today are aware of the toxicity of the divorce courts for men, taken over in the 70s by the feminists. One father in four gets butchered in these divorce courts, losing custody of his kids with a 90% probability, losing his house to his ex so that she can raise her kids in it, being forced to make child payments to his kids, whom he is barely allowed to see, maybe two weekends a month, and if his ex is a real fluffy, in brackets, a maskless term based on the word fluff, for a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him, and for one father in four, divorce raping him. Close brackets. He may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no moral nor legal obligation on her to get off her fat, parasitic ass and FIP up, brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals, financially independent person, so that she remains a parasite off him for the rest of his life. Maskers are very conscious that the FIPping of women, the creation of a FIP society, in which children of both sexes are socialized by parents and educated by teachers to be FIPs, so that men are not manslaved and divorce raped. Maskless wants society to be thoroughly reformed, so that women are FIPs, so that the divorce courts can be based on the principle of financial independence, so that men are not manslaved and divorce raped. To achieve these goals, Maskless see that society needs to be educated into maskless ideas, that is, be made bi-conscious, that is, be made aware that gender oppression is a two-way street. That is, women oppress men too, and in fact far worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. The maskers talk about the big three ways, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, that is, women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. To be bi-conscious is to be as familiar with maskless ideas as feminist ideas, that is, not to be mono-conscious, that is, the only gender politics that one has heard of is feminist. Monoconscious feminists tend to be rather feminazi bitchy because they're angry at men for the ways that men oppress women as taught them by feminism, which is a deeply misandrist, gynocentric ideology which teaches women nothing, in capital letters, about how women oppress men. Maskless, who care about the crash in the birth rate and the geocide that will result from that, if current trends continue, want demographic politicians to push the education of maskless ideas onto society so that monoconscious feminists become bi-conscious and thus have their feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled, capital letters, by their female maskless anger at women for the ways that women oppress men, thus making them much nicer for men to be with, so that these bi-conscious feminists become a lot more dateable by men. Maskless want the divorce courts to be made men fair by the creation of a FIP society to remove man's slavery and divorce rape. Maskless want the establishment of GECs, G-E-C's, Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male maskless politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is certainly not the case today in today's gynocentric, monoconscious culture, gender politically speaking. The male half of these GECs will legislate the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, so that men have the same legislated right to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin a man's life as women have with their MARA, maternity rejection right, aka abortion right. The male half will also legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, to stop women's awful gender crime of paternity fraud, where the woman claims to her man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not. Maskers want paternity fraudster women to be to be put in jail for 15 years, since paternity fraud, brackets, an example of forced fathering by gender criminal women, close brackets, is a worse gender crime than rape, which typically gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. Now to satisfy the feminists. Many women refuse to have kids because they have to pay such a heavy price in raising them in terms of lost income. The maskers propose the MCT to women, that's Mother Career Timeline, which goes as follows. Take the case of an intelligent upper-middle-class woman who gets her master's degree in a well-paid, career-competent field at 23. She works for a few years, in which time she marries and has her first kid at, say, age 26 and her second at age 28, thus fulfilling her civic duty to have two children in her lifetime. At age 32, after her second kid is off to kindergarten, she returns to her full-time job so as not to be a fluffy to her husband. While she is at home raising her two kids full-time, she is paid a motherhood wage by the government, comparable to what she was earning before she had kids. This motherhood wage also relieves the financial burden on the husband, the father, of bearing full financial responsibility for the family. Research shows that a third of women are infertile by the age of 30, so women need to have their kids in their 20s while they can. As the population continues to crash, governments will need to step up their propaganda campaigns pushing people to reproduce, for example, by promoting negative labels for people who choose not to have two kids. I suggest using the term life leecher to label people who choose to be childless, that is, people who leech off the sacrifices made by their parents in raising them, who do not return the favour to the next generation, thus making themselves geociders, to be severely punished by society, for example, by being given a much higher tax rate, by social ostracism, by name-calling and ridicule, etc. For the above ideas to work, feminist and maskless politicians need to work together to socially engineer the culture so that we do not wipe ourselves out as we are currently doing. Both society and politicians need to be made bi-conscious. So the maskusting of society is of high priority. The maskers have a large educational job ahead of them. Monoconscious feminists need to be made bi-conscious. A FIP society needs to be created. The gender laws need to be made men fair. The divorce courts need to be thoroughly reformed. There's a lot of work to do. The manosphere needs to become a lot more politically active and reduce its level of navel gazing, preoccupying itself with psychological problems resulting from the inadequacies of the traditional gender roles of man-slave husband and fluffy wife. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email prof.hugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the Maskless tab for 700 plus Maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on maskulism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, question mark? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash, London Real, in brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on maskulism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 Maskless videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name Degaris Maskless Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskless videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name Degaris Maskless Videos. That's four words. Ciao.